It's the Southern Senpai Show, where small-town Southerners explore big-time Japanese entertainment, anime, manga, and everything in between. Here's your hosts, Nicholas and DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Southern Senpais. I'm Nicholas.
I'm DJ. We're two Southern guys
exploring Japanese culture together.
I told you, Rick doesn't get this right. Oh, man. That's crazy.
I think it's a staple at this point.
No, I think you just need to learn how to do it.
I think the fans appreciate it. It shows realness.
Yeah, it's real that I've stopped editing these intros being messed up. That's what's real about it. Let me see how many episodes we have so far. Nope, this isn't the right one. All right, by the way, those of you who are listening, if you do want to hit us up at all or give us suggestions, you can hit us up at Southern Senpais on our Instagram.
Yep, on Instagram.
So we've done 30 episodes, yeah. With the last one, because Ipo was number 30, 29 right. Before that. So we've done this too many times for you not to know to do this. But what are we talking about?
Today we are talking about Ipo's anime 11 through 20.
Ipo's anime. That's the title of it. It's called Ipo's anime.
Ipo... What is it called?
Hajime no Ippo. Yes, and a lot kind of happened. He beat that guy, Oda.
Yeah, so he boxes against Oda Yasuke, the boxer from Osaka.
I'm going to let you say that last name. I don't know.
You suck. So he's actually really nervous before he gets into the fight.
It's like, his first pro fight. He's about to get his ass beat.
Right.
Even if he wins, he's gonna get his ass beat.
He's gonna win because this is his anime.
Right.
Right.
Because
anime. But initially, he doesn't do well.
No.
Initially, he gets his ass whooped.
I think that it was a real roller coaster of a fight.
I will have to say, in this anime, they choreographed these fights really well.
To be fair, it's only punches. So it's like, all right. So let me get this straight. I have to make a anime. Apparently, this first season is like 75, 76 episodes, which is crazy. But think about it like this. You have to do 75 episodes of a show, of a boxing show, okay? Potentially, half of those are the fight episodes. That means, bro, you're talking about like at least like over 30 boxing matches where people are just straight up punching each other. You gotta make it interesting. You gotta be good at choreographing that stuff or else it'll get boring immediately.
Obviously, so he does the match. Ippo gets a powerful body blow that knocks out Oda. And the crowd's cheering him on. But also, what we haven't stated is, over time, nobody knows Ippo's a boxer. Because he's in high school, right? He's a loser in high school that smells like fish.
Oh, yeah. He's still fish loser, even though he just beat someone up.
Also, one of the things I think is weird... None of his boxer friends ever bring that up.
Bring it what?
That he smells like fish.
Probably because they're all sweaty in the gym, too.
That's what I thought. I was like, they all probably really stink. There's no women around.
No.
So they all probably stink.
They get no women at all.
They all probably stink as well.
One of the boxing gym characters, that's his whole reason for boxing. He's like, I want pretty women to like me.
But the crazy part is one of the friends likes really ugly women.
Yeah, that's like his thing. Yeah, that's the dude. That's the Aoki, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Aoki's like, I box for women to notice me.
Because they see his like locker or something like that, and it's all... Ugh.
Apparently, he's really attracted to ugly women. It's this sentiment. Hey, man, everybody has their thing. Some people like people being tall and small, and some people like some people with little...
Some people are chubby chasers.
Yeah, like them with little baggage. Some people like skin screen beings, you know what I'm saying? Now... I will say this. I think that one of the greatest things about Ippo that I've seen, one of the episodes, I really locked in on one of the characters in the background. Because we're talking about appearances. The boxers, they're like, oh, we're really muscular, we're flexing, and whatever. But it's like, okay, I don't really care about that. And animation, especially in the animation back in the day, and this is how really the rest of the world learned how to animate, was from the animated minstrel shows. Right, with the monkey, black people being monkeys, and the big lips, and the that's where Bugs Bunny's hands come from. That's why he wears gloves. And
is this the is
stuff like that?
Are you
so there
talking
is,
about?
So there's a frame. You ain't gonna stop me. There's a frame In which, because usually what happens in anime is every time there's a black guy, he has these big giant lips. Even in today, in 2024, they will animate a black guy who is the most stereotypical, like, racist looking black guy in animation. And they're like, yeah, no, it's fine to put. Because, again, they don't know about, America is very attuned to racism. Like, everyone in Japan is fucking Japanese. They think it's hilarious. But in this show, I saw a white guy with giant lips. And that, I don't know, that just made me feel a lot better.
You guys don't understand. This man actually texted me the picture.
I had never seen it before.
Of the TV with the white dude that had the black guy lips.
It was crazy.
Like, can you believe this?
Wow. I have a whole new respect for this anime.
But anyway, so after the fight, he gets some acknowledgement from his peers of... They find out.
You're like, oh, wow, you're a boxer? He's like, yeah, haha. And then the bullies are like, bro, seriously? Because the bullies, they kept trying to, they tried to bully him, but he's like, him doing his road work, he like runs away from them and it's like too fast and stuff like
that. They were like, this guy is, I don't know what he's doing, but he just keeps getting faster and
stronger.
And eventually they're like, aren't we going to catch him? He's like, no, man, like, why are we going to do that?
And then one of them, they take his pro card, like his card that he fought for. And basically, he almost knocks all of them out trying to get it back. He's like, bro, hey, listen to me. I ain't down for this bully shit no more, bro. I will beat your ass. Give me back my boxing card.
The next episode we're coming to is the Rookie King title, right? Ipo's next challenge is to compete in the Rookie King title, right?
The Rookie King tournament.
And one of the scenes is, we were talking about this the last episode, one of the scenes was they're at the ramen shop, right? Because apparently this guy makes great ramen.
Apparently.
And what ends up happening is they just clown on the ramen guy the whole time. Because they're like, oh yeah, Ipo, you can do this. You got this, blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, this loser who needs a second job. He's so bad at boxing.
This guy right here, he boxes like this, and he can't do anything, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bro, these guys are... And then Ipo's just there, just like, I don't know, maybe
that's how you know they're really friends. Because I ain't gonna lie, if we were doing... Like, we were both boxers, right? And all the other boxers are able to make a living wage by boxing. And you're the only boxer in the gym who has to have a second job. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Honestly, like, you taking L's right now, dog. Like, in life. Not in life. But you're taking some life L's right now, bro.
Like, and it's
how,
like...
How you go get your ass beat and then go...
Make some ramen.
Right. Right. It's, oh, you can't go home and rest. Gotta clock in, bitch.
But the thing is, also, it's in a guy's own weird way. It's like, we're trying to make fun of you so that you come up on our level. We're not making fun of you because you're just a bitch.
Right. Like, we're trying to egg you on to become a better boxer.
Other people might not see it like that, but fuck them.
That's one thing I also really like about this show. It's like the culture. It's and the fighter culture. There's going to be dark jokes. These are the type of people where a lot of fighters are that way, where they're like very harsh with each other. But it's not admiration. It's not because they actually hate each other.
And then also, what me and DJ have been talking about a lot in this anime is they do a really good job of making you empathize with the loser.
Yeah. Stipo will win. And you'll be like, yeah, yeah. And the guy goes, I guess my girlfriend's going to leave me now. And we're like, oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
I hope you guys don't break up. And then they stay together. She's like, oh, all I really wanted was for you to...
See the old whatever.
Right, break out of that rut.
Old Oda.
Right.
The old Oda. And then he's like, I guess my boxing career's over with. And it's, no, your boxing career's not over with.
She's because... yeah, actually, we're not going to quit on you. We just wanted you to care again.
And right. Now that you care... We'll never hear from you again.
Now there's... Exactly. But there is this new guy, apparently, with some, like, shotgun punch or something.
The next guy is the black dude.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Remember? Yeah. So there's a black dude that comes out. So
he's in Japan because reasons. And
Because anime.
He's an American black guy. And to be fair, it's pretty smart. If I was Japanese... Now, this is a little bit about writing. Because if I was boxing, almost all the boxers they mention... In this anime, so far, are just straight up American. They're not talking about any Thai boxers. They're not quoting any Japanese boxers even. They only talk about the flicker jab. This was invented by this American boxer. Oh, he's doing peekaboo style like Mike Tyson. It's like, okay, and you know what's crazy? Since they all talk about, I think, was boxing invented in America?
I don't know. Maybe.
I do not believe that before 1776, no one threw hands with each other. I genuinely don't believe that. Hold on, hold on. Boxing
anyway,
invention.
You
look that up.
He comes out to Jason Azuma, comes out, that's his name, comes out to challenge Ippo, right? And he comes from the sticks of Japan.
688 BC was the first boxing first came into the Olympics in Greece. So then why are you only quoting Americans then?
Did you also know that the Olympics were so prevalent in Greece and of the culture at that time that they used to stop wars so they could do the Olympics?
Yeah, same thing happens here with the ball.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and literally, remember, it was like Christmas that one time during World War II, and everyone was like, oh yeah, we can just stop fighting.
We'll just stop fighting, and we'll have a great Christmas
day. It shows
day.
You how frivolous these wars actually are. Well, they're like, oh, what? I hate you, I'm going to kill you, but not on Christmas. That's messed up, dude. What do you mean?
This is no man's land.
What do you mean? Imagine you're like...
5,000 of my friends died yesterday.
Like,
but yeah,
like I murdered 20 of your friends, you murdered 50 of mine. So I'm like, we hate each other because we murder each other's friends. And it's like, oh, wait. The Chiefs are playing. Chiefs are playing. We can't. It's like, oh, yo, this is the common ground. When both of us go to Buffalo Wild Wings, we didn't just murder each other's best friends.
But anyways, this dude comes from the country of Japan, right?
And he means like apparently there's like some stick boonies in Japan. Let me go back to what I was saying real fast.
Go
so
ahead.
The black guy, this is really great writing. So they're always referencing American boxers and black boxers. Sports, American sports, nowadays,
right?
But whatever. But talking about American boxers, right? Here's the thing: there's no better way to get someone interested. If I was Japanese, I would do the same thing. Where I was like, okay, how do I show that these fighters are real fighters? Have them be an American black guy. Show that the
Ippo
Japanese
has Mike Tyson,
the 16-year-old Japanese kid in featherweight. Who's 5'5", can somehow dominate this. He's supposed to be like 5'10", 5'11", and he's a featherweight. Again, it's hard to believe, but this guy who's like in his, again, mid-20s black guy from America. I don't believe it, but if I was Japanese, I would have written it that way as his first opponent too, because it's okay, cool. I'll let you know that we're on this, we're up here. I'm not saying it's not possible, but he's 16.
Yeah.
This is a full-grown man. Forget the fact that he's black. This is a full-grown man with hair on his chest.
This is like Miata all over again. This man has been training since he was born.
That's Miata. But him and Miata, Ippo and Miata were the same age.
But it's the same concept of like, this dude is a grown man boxing for years, and Ippo beats him the same way Miata's been training for years.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, what you mean? Now, one thing I will say is that, again, they hit you in the feels right before you're about to fight someone. Because I was like, yeah, Ippo, I want you to knock him out. And then it goes plays a super sad backstory. He's like, I was just a lonely black guy in Japan. And then these Japanese people embraced me. Now, for some reason, a lot of them have like a Timmy Turner syndrome where they have that weird U buck teeth. As Southerners, can we stop doing this?
Yeah, that would be great.
To the world, like a whole bunch of people in the South don't have Timmy Turner mouth. All right. I don't, well, some of them do, but most of us don't.
Right. most of us don't. Have toothbrushes.
Right. It's not freaking, pretend like we're Britain or something.
But anyways, the thing is, he comes from a very poor country, Japanese.
This man's hidden haystacks to
community,
train.
And the only way that this community seems like it's going to survive is if he starts winning these fights.
Yeah, you guys did so much for me. I'm going to do this for you guys. And he loses first round in the tournament. It's really sad. And they're like, look, it's okay. As long as you tried your best. And then you, like, never hear from these boxers ever again.
Ever again.
They have been banished to the Shadow Realm. They're like, it's okay that you lost. It's really sad that you lost. Let's go off to the Shadow Realm. You'll never hear from us again.
Because you lose.
Right. Or you lose. And the craziest part is
Shadow
that,
Realm.
That Takamura was like, hey, man, that's life. Someone wins and someone loses. Both of y'all can't win. He was trying to tell it to Ippo. He's like, even though you're a good guy, like, that's how it is.
Right. And the thing is Ippo still sucks at footwork.
Yeah, and he's beating like everyone.
This man is just doing it off of pure willpower and punching power.
Wait a minute.
So they're like,
I like boxing.
So they're like, hey, man, you got to get faster, stronger, and better footwork. And Takamura's, yeah, dude, you fucking suck.
And to be fair, if I was Ippo, I was like, oh, yeah, then how come I keep winning? Right. If I suck so bad. I fought exclusively adults. I am a child fighting exclusively adults who have 10 years on me and winning. I don't know if I believe all that.
Yeah, and
I don't know if I believe that hype.
So then his next opponent is, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Agatsuki? Itigaksi? Manabu?
Yeah, Manabu. Whatever. Like, the whole point with this guy, though, is that he's some sort of pretty boy that, like, a lot of people like.
Yeah, he's a pretty boy. A lot of people like him. And this is the guy that all the girls like him.
Pretty sure. Like, here's the one thing I will say about Ippo, and it's really hurting my memory of these episodes, is that they all feel like one long movie to me.
Because
it flows, this is crazy, I'm going to say it as if it's a negative, but it's not. It flows so well, and you just watch the episodes in one binge, so you're like, yo, I feel like I just watched a long movie, right?
Yeah, you're sitting there, okay, so what happens? And who is this?
And you're like, oh, that's the guy. What did Kevin Hart say? They're snap finger famous. Oh, that's...
But now, the battles and the fights that Ippo is on, it almost seems like he's skinning by the skin of his teeth. He's getting by the skin of his teeth.
I don't think he fights the guy with the shotgun the second time.
No?
No, I don't think so. That's not important. What were you saying?
But it seems, but that's part of the storytelling, right? That he gets by the skin of his teeth.
Literally every time.
And it's, oh, you have to train that much harder next time. And if you don't, and it always seems like this dude is just
miles better than, like, they always seem like they're always way better than him. And it's, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can beat them. And it's like, it doesn't matter if you think you can beat them or not, because you have to. Now, one thing I will say, I did like, I think it was like episode 17 where they go to the training camp, right?
Right.
Ippo wants to be a super hard worker. And the person you were trying to pronounce before, that was the American black guy. They named him.
No, they named him Jason. The black guy was Jason.
Was
it? Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I want to talk about the training. It's just training camp. Episode 17, they go to their training camp. And they're like, yeah, we're going to go over here and learn. And Ippo thinks he's about to have a really great shot to, like, train for stuff and get really a lot stronger. But all they really do is just dick around on the beach.
They just dick around and try and get ladies and... Ippo's, hey, I thought we came here to train. He said, no, don't worry. We're going to train.
Just not right now.
We're just going to be perverts right now.
So when there are people on the beach and there's women on the beach, they're all about that. But then they say, okay, we're going to work on your footwork. And so they make this guy, like, run, but he's not as fast as they are on the beach. And then also they throw tennis balls at him and stuff like this. This is another thing that I think is so interesting about the series. You actually do learn a whole bunch about boxing. Takamura says, oh, it's because you're not running. It's because you haven't developed your, like, you're developing your calf muscles, but you haven't really developed your toe strength for you to push off.
To really put more, even more power than you already have in your punches.
So they have him running on the beach to, like, strengthen that up. And it's crazy because then they also are shooting off fireworks whenever they feel like it.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, to commemorate the camp, but that's...
Like, one of them goes loose and is tipped over and, like, firing, like, into... Like, where someone can get it, and I guess they just don't care. It's also very... I actually find this anime actually funny.
Yeah, there's definitely times that where I'm laughing, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty crazy. Like,
there's a lot of action, but it's also pretty funny. Now, there's... And then also, you see his rival fight...
Yes.
Not his rival. The guy before the pretty boy that he fights, this guy who has this style in which, like, he can't punch hard. Right? He and they're like, look, dude, you can't punch hard because straight up genetics, all right? I'm going to lay it to you out like this. It was a, someone like just put their...
Oh, this is the guy that clinches.
Right, so this is fighter who's won a whole bunch of matches. He on points alone. He tags people 400 times, clinches the rest of the time because he has no defense. He's super weak, but he wins all of his matches through points. And people are like, oh, we hate you boxing that way. Oh, you suck. Boo, because you don't get any knockouts. Boo, boo. But then again, his trainer is, hey, look, man, all that matters is that you win.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, all that matters is that you win. And if you become champion with this boxing style of yours that's just mainly on points, that's all that matters. And he gets it. So, like, he's the complete opposite of Ippo, where Ippo has all this, like, raw strength. This guy is, like, only technical. He doesn't have any strength at all. It's, like, only technical.
But he's worse technical than his rival, which is Miata. I keep wanting to say Midoriya.
I know you do. I don't know why. But Miata is better technically, but this guy has really great technical skill, too. And it's funny, Ippo beats him by allowing him to get one really good hit in, and that one really good hit was so solid. He was like, oh, maybe I can get a knockdown. People stop making fun of me. And then Ippo just wipes the floor with him.
Yeah, because he was like...
Because he stops clinching, right?
He was going to win, but he finally got that one solid punch on the chin.
And I was like, oh, let's go punch for punch. And like, that's when...
And then that's when Ippo was like, yeah, let's go, motherfucker. Let's go punch for punch. Right. I'm an infighter. And then, so that's whenever he gets knocked out. And
it's also sad, too, because he's like, man, I want to be a really great boxer. I want to be the best. But just based off my genetics, I just can't throw...
And the cards I got dealt.
Right, I just can't throw good punches. Even though he trains super hard. Everyone at this other guy's gym are like, bro, you can't throw punches harder than that. You'll never be a great boxer. But it's like, dude, he's winning all of his matches, though. But they're like, yeah, but you just tap people on the side and then you clinch. Like, it's not very flashy, you know what I'm saying? But then, again, they name an American boxer who, like, that was who won almost all of his points, boxing matches.
Yeah,
points.
Floyd.
Floyd? Is that who they name?
Floyd Mayweather? Is that who you're saying they're...
No, they didn't reference him.
Oh.
But did Floyd Mayweather win mostly on points? I don't think so.
He's got great defense, don't he?
Yeah, but and Floyd Mayweather has the knockouts. This guy, this, he's the, so Ippo beat the black guy, they go to advance, right?
Then
so
he got the clinch guy.
This, the clinch guy is like his second rival, right? And his second rival, it's really sad, because he's way more pathetic than when Ippo was like getting bullied, essentially. Right. And so he's also risen up through the ranks. So it's like Ippo's facing another version of him. Instead of being good at punching, this guy's really good at techniques. In fact, this guy, like, before the fight was, like, crying to Ippo. Like, he meets Ippo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he starts crying. And Ippo's like, bro, were you spying on me in the gym? And he's like, I know, I'm sorry, I'm so pathetic. It's because I had to learn, like, how you box so I could, like, kind of decipher, like, how I can beat you. I'm sorry, it's because I'm so pathetic. I had to, like, come up with a strategy how to beat you because I can't punch.
And then Ippo sends him his book back.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, this dude's a sucker. He'll even send me the book back of me.
Not that he thinks he's a sucker. He thinks, like, oh, like, this guy.
Oh, this guy's really nice.
Yeah, he thinks he's really nice. It's his trainer who's, oh, this guy must be a sucker. But the actual boxer, he's like, oh, this guy must be super nice. And so it's like, he basically had to beat up the nicest guy in the entire world. Who then eventually, because he got beat up, goes to the Shadow Realm.
Goes to the Shadow Realm.
Goes to the Banished. Shadow Realm. And you never see him
you
again.
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
That's it.
You should, what's that phrase? You take up, you serve no purpose. You should kill yourself now.
But Ippo, during each fight, is just like, I'm nothing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't, what
sounds
do I
like
need?
Our professional careers.
Yeah. Sounds like us every single day.
Hey, man, I have no idea
we
what's
have
going on.
No idea what we're doing.
Oh, we're successful? No way. Oh, my God. Anyway.
But. That's up to episode 20.
And then in episode 20, he sees his next rival, the guy with the shotgun punch.
Yes!
And that's the one that all the girls are really like. And they're like, oh, don't... He has all these fangirls. And that guy's kind of a douchebag anyway.
Wait, because he's never lost before. He's never lost. He's never really... I'm not going to say he doesn't train hard, but he's never had any real motivation to train real hard.
He has this secret weapon called the shotgun. And... The shotgun is basically him just punching really fast.
Yeah.
And
then he's got an infighter killer, which is even if you do get in deep.
Because he's an outboxer. So even if you do get in deep, he has this killer upper left hook that will like prevent you from getting in.
If you get in fast, he just go ahead and just cut you right up the middle.
And that's also what he likes to do. He likes to get people this false like sense that they can hit him, so they get in close, so then he hits them with the upper left, and then he just shotguns them with his super fast punches.
And the guy that he does it to, you're just like, damn, man.
Yeah. Like, Ippo's like watching his opponent fight from this dance, and he's like, bro, he just massacred. That's who I'm fighting? Are you serious?
That's who I have to face?
Oh, I should say this. The second opponent, the pathetic guy, he was like the same age as Ippo, which was refreshing because
all these dudes look like grown ass.
No, that they look like they are
grown ass. And anime logic, the 16-year-old 5'5" fighter wins.
Right, and the other fighter, the second guy who's athletic, this is more realistic. Look, I can't beat these bigger guys. I'm not. My puberty's not over, so I don't have heavy punches yet. So and I gotta use technical skill, right?
And all of, but Ippo, who's 16, has Mike Tyson punching power.
And their explanation is, oh, he worked on a fishing boat, so that's why he's super strong. Huh? Like, I can see if he worked on a coal mine.
Or if he worked, like, in Hunger Games, the reason why PETA was so tall and big is because his parents owned a flour factory.
And he's lifting sacks of flour.
Yeah, 50-pound sacks of flour every day.
Now, for them, they were like, oh, he lifts all this really heavy bait and all this giant fish. And it's like, I don't know. Regardless of which, he then in episode 20, he sees this guy do the shotgun punch. And it is that thing in anime where, like, he throws one punch, but then, like, it shadow clone jutsus 15 next to it, and there's, like, a bunch of punches.
And then all the girls are just like, oh, my God, oh, wow.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, every one of these boxers he's faced, Miata, insert black guy name here.
Jason. You're racist toward your own people, man. You don't remember his name.
That's because black guys aren't named Jason. All right? black guys aren't named Jay. And if they are, you know what they go by? They go by Jay. My name's fucking Derek. But you don't hear me say, oh, call me I go by DJ. Because I'm an actual black guy. Now, I'm not saying
that... You are a fake black guy.
I'm not saying that the creative of Ippo had to research black guys.
Before. They probably were sitting in the office and they're like, what's an American name? Jason. Okay, yeah, that's the black dude's name.
This is a quick Google search. It's either, to be fair, there's a lot of like really...
Would you have rather them call him Jamal Jackson or Jerome or... Yeah?
I mean, I know he's a black guy. You want to talk about realism?
Imagine Ippo saying, I have to face Jamal next.
I like Jerome. We'd be like, cause I ain't gonna lie, that one made the character like... They'd be like, really? And they're like, man, I'm facing Miata. I'm facing Oda. I'm facing Akito. My next character is Jerome. I'm like, oh, shit. Ippo, you better train. you better train. That's probably why his name is Jason. Because he's about to get... Because if he was named something like Jerome, I'd be like, bro, Ippo, you're not winning this dog.
You're not.
My name's Tyrone Michelson. Yeah, Ippo, you're not going to win this, bro.
I'm going around all of the sake joints and getting all the women. They ain't never seen a black dude before. But that's like how with Chris Tucker, whenever he did the Rush Hour movies and they went over to, it was China, right? They went to China.
Yeah.
And they were all fascinated. They had never seen they had never seen a black dude and they'd never seen a tall black dude.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. The times I have met some Asians who they don't speak a lot of English and they're really from those other countries, they're over here visiting, right? They're always very fascinated by black people, which is interesting because it's like America has a whole bunch of different races to get interested in. There is not a race in the world that does not exist in America. I do not believe it. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has a community here. But then, I don't know, I guess black people are cool.
It's been my experience. They don't have a lot of tact whenever they are curious. It's if they're curious... You've hung out with Asian people.
I have, yeah.
And whatever they're curious about. What?
Asians? Yeah.
But whenever they're curious about something with it, they literally just come out and say it.
They're very open about it, yeah. It's quite interesting.
What have they always asked you about, DJ?
The first thing is usually the hair. They like to touch my hair a lot of times. And it's famously known that African Americans don't like their hair being touched.
Right.
So sometimes they'll just reach out and grab it. And this is not like children. They're like 20, 30 year olds. They'll just, oh, okay, cool. Just reach out the hand and grab it. And that, we don't like that. And then sometimes, I remember I was in graduate school and I knew this person. His name was Sun Won Lee. And he really loved hip hop. He knew so much hip hop, like history. That he knew more than me, just like in like not that I'm a hip hop expert, right?
Don't but they
like,
all call you brother too?
Yeah, they call me like sometimes they call me like soul brother, And I'm just like,
that's so racist.
Yeah, and see, you know what I think it is? Honestly, like, it feels super racist, but they don't mean it that way.
No, of course they don't.
But I think the issue is, like, some of our, you know how they say we make it in the West and then it eventually travels to the East? I think it's just behind. I think that's why Korea and, like, Japan and, like, China, they're really into boy bands right now, because that was 20 years ago for us.
Yeah.
So I think that...
Some people are still watching Miami Vice.
Some people are still back there watching old school stuff. Yeah. But hey, guys.
This has been Southern Senpais. I'm Nicholas.
I'm DJ. And we'll get that intro right next time. I'll see you.
This has been Southern Senpais on Comic-Con Radio. Check out our previous episodes at ComicConRadio.com. You can follow the show at Southern Senpais on all major social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday for a fresh episode. Y'all come back now. You hear?